That walk up and down the aisles of this church, build up, exhort, tear down. Oh, Father, what dirt we need, let it be. In the name of Jesus. Lord, search deep into our hearts and our souls. Prepare us, our Father. Prepare us for the days ahead. Let thy strength be our strength. Oh, God, give us wisdom, give us knowledge. Give us understanding. Give us power in thee, O Lord and God, to overcome as thou did overcome. My God, send down the latter rain. Lord, not only a double portion, but give unto thy people a triple portion in these days. Oh, Father, be thou ever near and with us this night. Bless us. Keep us, O Lord, our God. Let every word that comes out of our mouths be of God. Let it edify the body of Jesus Christ. We'll give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Glory, hallelujah. I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Like the tree planted by the living water, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. Like the tree planted by the living water, I shall not be.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Thank you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God.
There's a country far beyond the starry sky. There's a sea where there never comes a night. And it was faithful to go there by and by. Sunshine, but we know
glory
that the sun will shine upon us now so bright. It will be changed, clouds and rain and dew.
Hallelujah, oh, hallelujah.
That city where the Lamb is alive.
In that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where the
sunlight faileth white.
Praise the Lord.
Not a shadow will my blissful soul affright, for I know that up in heaven there's room.
Glory to God.
In that city where the Lamb is alive.
Lord, praise you, God, praise you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, oh Lord and Master, my God, we love you, God, oh, we love you, God, we praise you, God, we thank you, God. Oh, Father God, our hearts are filled with praises and thanksgiving to thee, O Lord and Master. Oh, Jesus, Lord, what a privilege just to be a follower of Jesus Christ. My God, to be chosen of God. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You have a song?
When?
As long as we can help you. By faith, we declared this building filled.
Because the Lord said that he would give us the desires of our heart, didn't he? And what more is it a desire of his heart than it is of our heart? Because that's what it's all about. That we win souls and that this church be filled. The ones of you on the front, I want you to turn around and look tonight, just even in the prayer meeting. You know, the Lord wants us to walk out and step out by faith and believe his word. If his word abides in us, and we abide in him, whatsoever we ask in his name, in faith believing, he will give it to us. That's his word. Now we have another load of people coming in from California that left last night. They'll probably be here in time for services tomorrow night. And they're coming out of there fast now. We just praise and thank the Lord for every new group that comes in. And the people out there say that the visiting Christians in Saugus, that they're making arrangements to leave their jobs and dispose of what they have and to relocate in Arkansas. So they're all coming this direction now. And we're so thankful to the Lord for that, and thankful to everybody that has got in and helped to prepare a place for these people, and that they're going to be all coming in. Let's join together tonight in thanking the Lord for packing this church. I don't even want to see you have a seat. I don't even want to see you be able to have a place to even sit down. I want to see you standing down the sides. Amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that God will do that for us?
Yeah.
Father, we thank thee, O Lord, our God. You said in your word, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And Lord, we bind every demon power in hell that would come against us. Lord, that would persecute, harass. And Father, according to thy word, already you have done it. And we praise you and we thank you for it. For we have asked it in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for packing this church to where there won't even be standing room. That they'll be standing out at the street. As it was at Carlos Avenue and Crescent Heights. Lord, we declare it a truth. According to thy holy word, we will not be denied. It is ours in the name of Jesus. Lord, we claim those souls out there. We claim them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We claim them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord, that you have already answered us. For we have declared thy word. Oh, praise you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus, that you're here. Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Have we got victory in Jesus tonight? Let's sing it like we mean it. Victory in Jesus. Come on, Tom.
I heard an old, old story about the Savior who came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my
sin and
won the victory.
My Savior forever.
While he sought me,
he
Testimonies. You have to know something good tonight. Amen? You know anything good?
Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm so grateful to be in the house of the Lord tonight and just to raise my hands and praise the Lord and know the Spirit of the Lord and to be thankful for the things he's done in my life. I feel honored. I feel proud. I feel filled up. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm praise and thank the Lord for my salvation, the rest of the victory in the house of the Lord. Glad the Lord's coming back soon.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be on our way. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
I really thank the Lord tonight for giving me victory. Thank Him for washing me clean of my sins in His blood, for giving me everlasting life, for bringing me here into the house of the Lord, for the congregation of the righteous, with Tony and Sue, and all of us are on the way to the kingdom of heaven. Praise God.
Praise God.
I really want to praise and thank the Lord tonight for my salvation, the victory in the Lord we have tonight, the fellowship one with another, for Tony and Sue and all the things they've done for us. I'm just thankful the Lord He's coming back to take all home.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
I want to thank God for the blood of Jesus, and I'll tell you, I just feel a fire in my soul. I believe that there's a great, mighty, mighty revival coming that's just going to turn this world upside down, and I thank God that we're right in the midst of it. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank Jesus Christ that He saw fit to save me and wash me in His blood, that we're all gathered together, you know, in one congregation, in one body, and that we're going to have the revival and go on and see Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to praise and thank the Lord that He drew me. I knew that God supernaturally drew me to this church. When I took that step towards God, He took a step towards me. He saved my soul. The burden of sin was lifted. And I knew that I was saved, and I know there's going to be great in my revival, but the Lord's going to draw lots of people here, lots of people to hear the truth, and we're going to preach it to Him. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Frank, Valerie.
I'm so thankful tonight to be here and for each and every one of you. You know, the Lord's coming back really soon to take us all home, and I'm just so glad to be here, and praise the Lord.
I'm so thankful to God tonight. God saved my soul and Jesus connected me to His ministry. I just have so much joy in my heart tonight. And I just, I can't praise and thank the Lord enough for what he's doing in my life. And I feel that revival fire coming.
Yeah.
It's burning hard right now. And I thank God for the souls and for this ministry and Tony too. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before we read the word, I'm going to ask Ernie to sing He Touched Me. I'm going to ask all of you. You know, revival has to start in the heart of the Christian. That's where revival fires start burning, is in our hearts. And when we really get to a place before God that we truly are ready to just lay down our lives that others might be saved, without any selfish motives, without any purpose or reason upon our own. You know, where people live so closely associated and they see each other so continuously, it's so easy to forget. It's so easy to become contentious with someone or say things that are not right. And if we are to have a revival, it must begin with us. That's where it has to start. And Ernie, would you come and sing, He Touched Me? The Lord Jesus Christ is here tonight. He's here in power. He is powerfully here. And as we sing this song, if there has been even a word or anything between a brother or sister, or you just want to go to someone and say, you know, I'm thankful to God for you. I'm thankful for everything you do and what you mean to this church. You know, this is good and acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. Because if we have not love for the brother in whom we have seen, how can we say that we love him whom we have not seen? Because we are his flesh here. That's the truth. We're filled with the same spirit that resurrected him from the dead. And we are here in his place until he returns again. And we must be Christ-like. You know, you notice the personality of Jesus Christ. So humble. He was the servant of men. Isn't that right? And yet, when he was confronted by the powers of the enemy, didn't bother him a bit to take a stand, did it? And you know something? He said some pretty tacky things to those people sometimes too, didn't he? You know, he really did. Because it didn't bother him when he knew that they were coming against the kingdom of the Almighty God. And he set them straight. Didn't mean a thing. That was all right. But do you know that in the body of Jesus Christ, the Lord commands us that we love one another. Just like you see so many marriages breaking up today. They're breaking up because people are growing cold in their hearts. If the fires of God are burning in the hearts of people, God commands that husbands love your wives as I have loved you. And do you know that in married couples, if they keep God in the love of God first and foremost in their lives, they're going to make it. Because the Bible says so, a threefold cord is not easily broken. And the powers of Satan can't work against a unit like that if they're really abiding in God. I want to see a healing to this church. I want to see it healed. The church must be healed. I know, you know, it's one thing just to get up and go over and lamely say, brother, forgive me, sister, forgive me. That isn't what I'm talking about. I mean from way down in here. Forgive me. Forgive me. I love you. I love you in the Lord. I'm thankful to God for you. And everything that you have done to keep the body of Christ together. He touched me.
Shackled by heavy burdens.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
With the load of
Oh, praise the Lord.
And now I am no longer alone. He touched me. Yes, he touched me.
Oh, yes, he touched me.
And no.
If I search for his sheep,
souls.
If I go out and win souls for Jesus Christ,
then I'm sure.
Then I know there are joys
that
await me. Sing this song like you mean it and remember what he's done for us. It'll be your testimony tonight unto God. Thankfulness to the blood of Jesus Christ that made it possible for us to be here tonight. Amen? You know that many of us would be dead. We'd be dead. People would have spent their life in prison and mental institutions. Let's remember the pit he dug us out of, amen, and what he's done for us.
My heart was distressed, need to hold a drown, low in the pit where my sin dragged me down. For I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay. Set my feet on a rock to sing. He put a song in my soul today, a song I praise, hallelujah. He placed me
upon the Lord
rock by his side. My steps were sad,
praise the Lord.
Here I'll abide. Why, there's no danger of falling. Here I remain.
Praise the Lord.
He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to sing. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Well, I sing of his wonderful mercy to me, and I praise him till all men his goodness shall see.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm gonna sing of salvation, home and abroad, till many will hear the truth, trust in God. He brought me out of
yes, Lord,
my
yes,
grave.
Lord.
When he
set my feet on that rock to stay.
Put
a song in my soul
today.
A song of praise.
Everybody.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Say, we're at chapter 3 tonight, aren't we? In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round and about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, now see, he got tacky. He said unto them, O generation of vipers, you bunch of snakes, that's what it means. Who sent for you? Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so. Now for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Isn't that beautiful? I like the mention here that this is he. This is John the Baptist, whom the prophet prophesied would come. You know, there isn't anything in this world that is new. Amen? There isn't anything happening in the spiritual realm today that hasn't been prophesied that it would happen. Our being here in this church this evening is fulfillment of prophecy. And God knew that you would be sitting here this evening from the foundations of the earth. We think about these old mortal bodies of ours, and oftentimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But when we look at him whom we have replaced, and we think about his life, and we study it, then we get a glimpse through a dark glass that one of these days we will be able to see more clearly than what we can even behold now. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, Creator of heaven and earth, God-man, that left his throne in glory and came down unto this wicked earth and dwelt among all men. Can you imagine the many, many thoughts that went through the mind of Jesus Christ through that earthly brain, the 33 years that he was subjected to that which he had created? Here is God himself walking among the wickedness of the earth. Jesus, knowing his eternal calling, knowing that he was the Son of the living God, and yet to fulfill, as he said here, oh, baptize me, because it has to be fulfilled to be baptized by another. But I too must keep the commandments, because I didn't come to destroy the law. I came to fulfill it. And all the things passing through his mind as he watched the wickedness of his own creation, their ungodliness, of going out and working with his hands as a carpenter all those years, 30 years, walking among other people, other men, just as one of them,
I didn't come here to be glorified, but I came to live among you and to be one of you. I didn't come to be lifted up at this time, for it is not mine hour yet, but I came to break bread with you. I came to talk to you. I came to fellowship with you. I came to rebuke you. And now, here is this group of people who are a replica of organized religion. That's precisely what they are. And they hear of this great revival that's going on. It had been noised abroad that something strange was happening in Judea. There's something strange going on. There's this man called John, a member of the Essenes. And he is gathering people together. And he's baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. There's something wrong. And he's starting a cult of some kind. Baptism did not come with Christianity. The Jews were known for their beautiful baptismal pools, and especially the sect that John the Baptist came from. There wasn't anything new about baptism. But something strange is happening. He's baptizing these people in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And no Messiah has made any appearance. We have no Messiah. And they gathered themselves together to mock and to scoff, to persecute, and to harass them. And John the Baptist knew the reason and purpose that they were there. But there's something about the Spirit of the living God, the power of God, that draws like a moth to the flame the wicked, so that they can persecute. There's something about it. It's the demon powers within them that recognizes that Spirit of God that dwells within your mortal body. And they're drawn to it to start a destructive course to tear everything to pieces that God is doing. And John the Baptist knew that. Didn't feel that there was anything glorious about this group of religious people gathering themselves together there. He knew that they had come to accuse, and he knew that they were going to strike out at him like a snake. He knew their course was destruction, and he had no intentions of playing any kind of games with them. Who sent for you? Who invited you? I didn't ask you whether you thought what I was doing was right or wrong, because I'm going to continue to do it anyway. And I'm not at all interested in what you think about it. I know that I'm right. And I know that you have left the commandments and the covenants of your God. You're hypocrites. But I know by the Holy Ghost that entered into my body when I was in my mother's womb. I know there's one coming whose shoes I'm not even worthy to latch. And I know who he is, because the same Spirit that dwells in his body dwells also in mine. But oh God, I feel so nothing before you, Jesus. I feel so nothing. I'm not worthy to baptize you. You're God. You're the Savior. You're the Messiah. You're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I know it. I knew it before I was ever born. I knew it. Because Jesus, like you,
I was chosen from the foundation of the earth. I too am a fulfillment of the word of the living God. I too am prophecy. How could it be possible that the spirit of Elias, the prophet, had entered into this child in his mother's womb? But it did. I don't know how. I can't explain it. But I know it's the truth. I know it happened. I don't understand. It's beyond my human understanding. I don't understand how it was possible. A little child, 9 years old, that never really heard the gospel in their lives, that didn't even know how to reach God. But I knew it was there. I don't know how I knew it, but I knew it. I don't know how I knew there was a hell, but I knew it. I don't know how I knew there was a heaven, but I knew it. All of those things were a living reality to me. I knew that. I knew that. And I began to cry out from the depths of my heart and my soul, God, don't let me go to hell. Don't let me go to hell. Such conviction came down upon me that like I was a murderer, a bank robber, and I knew there was a hell and I knew there was a heaven. I knew there was God, and I knew that I had to have peace for my soul. Night after night, I couldn't sleep. The fears and the terror of eternity and of hell. A little child walking around black under the eyes, and I'd try to talk to my cousin, and I'd say, I'm going to go to hell. Susie, don't be foolish. What have you ever done to go to hell? I don't know, but I am. I know I am. And play that one little record. When the world's on fire. When the world's on fire. Oh, let God's bosom be my pillow. Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages cleft for me. Oh, God. I've got to reach you. If I am to live, I have got to reach God. Day after day, couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. One day in these Ozark Mountains to stop 71 Highway, I walked out into the forest. I was dying. My soul was dying. And I fell on my knees and on my face and I began to weep and cry, oh God. Please, God, don't let me go to hell. Don't let me burn in hell. And I thought about Jesus when I'd seen him. And I called upon the name of the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, help me. Jesus, have mercy upon me. Jesus, save me. And suddenly the universe bursted into every direction. And the tears running down my face and holy laughter, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. And I knew I was saved. I was born again. I can't explain it. I could no more explain it to you tonight than I could have that day. Because everybody thought I flipped out. I went back to the house and I said, Bonnie, Bonnie, I'm saved. She said, saved from what are you saved from? I'm not going to go to hell. I'm going to heaven. Jesus, save me. Oh, for heaven's sake, knock it off. Now that was the kind of spiritual upbringing that I had. But something happened to me so powerful, so supernatural,
The glamour of Hollywood never took it away. Money never took it away. There isn't anything in this world that ever took it away. He was my Lord and my God. I am a fulfillment of prophecy. I was chosen from the foundation of the earth. And so were you. You're gathered together here tonight. You're a special people. You're a chosen generation. You're the greatest thing that has happened since Jesus walked upon the face of this earth. Because you have become an army that has walked in and put your feet in the same sandals that he wore. Many times we haven't been able to understand the things that have happened to us. He didn't either. He didn't either. Can you imagine the frustration working with your hands in a carpenter shop? When you know that one of these days the Father's going to say, now is the time. Touch the blind eyes. Come over. Touch the leper. Be cleansed. Raise the dead. Heal the sick. For it is all given unto your hands. Lord. And to have to take the terrible abuse from people that he had to take. When he went back to the little town of Nazareth, where he was raised, isn't that that illegitimate child? Isn't that that boy, that son of Joseph and Mary? Isn't that who he is? Hasn't he got a lot of nerve to come back here and raise himself up as something great in God? Abused. Worked with his hands to make a living and took the abuse of money. We have to know these things if we are to be like him. Isn't that right? I want every phase of the life of Jesus Christ to be in my life. Every part of it. I covet that glorious life. Vast, greater, larger than the very universe. Because he created the universe. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. He holds the keys of heaven and hell in the palm of his hand. He is my Lord and my God, and there is none like unto him. I count it all joy. Have we known, even in part, some of the things that he suffered? Yes, in part we have. Because he was preparing us as he was prepared by the Father. He's prepared us. Now we are witnesses. Now we are strong. Persecution, famine, harassment, abuse. We've known them all, haven't we? But we're stronger tonight in our faith than we have ever been. That's the truth. More determined that it be fulfilled in us. Amen. That it be fulfilled in us as Jesus spoke to John. That it be fulfilled in us, that we too shall take countless others into the kingdom of heaven. Revival fires are burning in our midst. There's an urgency. We feel it. We sense it. We behold the glory of the living God. The time is at hand. Prepare to meet thy God. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, upon the divine promise of your holy word. Fill us with the power of the Holy Ghost and use us to win souls for thee, O Lord and God. And we'll give you the praise and the thanks forever and ever and ever and ever. Let thy word be fulfilled in us. Lord, Lord, we ask it in Jesus' holy name. We ask it in the name of the risen, resurrected Christ. In Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we thank thee, O Lord, our God, that you gathered us together here this evening. Lord, we receive from you tonight just what you wanted us to. It was your service, Lord, and we let you have it. And we receive from you exactly what you wanted us to receive. And Lord, we shall take it away from here tonight with us. The prayer of our soul. Let thy ministry be fulfilled in us. For we ask it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You're dismissed.